The PK Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the PK Podcast.
This is Juan Rodriguez.
And this is Nicholas Rodriguez.
Your host.
Your host, pastor. He's the pastor, Juan Rodriguez, 49 years old, beautiful Puerto Rican man, brown skin, gray hair, red shirt. And this is Nicholas Rodriguez, the pastor's kid, navy blue shirt, black hair, mustache, Cuban, Puerto Rican, my shoulders hurt, Nicholas Rodriguez.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us and listening to our podcast.
Where we talk about life,
love, and spirituality.
Yeah.
Through the eyes of a pastor and his son. So today's topic, what's today's topic, Nico?
Well, there's a little something that had been on my mind and that I wanted to talk about here. It hasn't necessarily been looming on my mind as of recent, but it was looming on my mind, and that was the idea of things coming to an end.
Things coming to an end.
Finite things. Things on this earth being
dissipating. No more.
Dissipating. Being mortal in a sense.
Mortal.
You know what I mean?
Yes. I follow you.
So I'm glad. It's not too difficult of a subject to follow, I think. But, you know, everybody knows this, right? Everybody dies eventually.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Money that you make will one day leave. Your house will one day go. You will lose friends. You will lose family. You will lose pets, which is so sad.
So sad.
Because I truly do love my dog.
Yes.
But, you know, everything that is of this earth will one day perish. Buildings, companies, kingdoms, all of them, governments, fall.
Gone.
Right?
Yes.
And I think that something that I was talking to my best friend in the whole world, Eli Hughes, about this.
Go, Eli.
Go, Eli. I hope one day we get to have Eli on the podcast because he wants to be on it.
I know.
Eli Hughes on the podcast would be such a beautiful thing because he's such a philosophical mind.
That would be an interesting mind to dissect.
Oh, it'd be so good. I'm just imagining it now, and it's just like the most beautiful thing.
There you go.
He's so funny. But anyways, so I was having a conversation with him. I have a lot of really deep conversations with Eli Hughes because Eli, like I said, is a very philosophical mind, and he's a very educated person when it comes to philosophy and perspective and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he reads a lot of other people's, like, religions and traditions. Like, he reads books that they write. Like, it's not even books about them. You know how, like, sometimes when you study another belief system, it's like you read people's things that they write about that belief system?
Right.
He, like, reads the ones that are made by them.
There you go.
Right?
He's well-read.
Yes, he's very well-read. He reads tons of books. That man is so intelligent. It blows my mind. Look at me gushing about him.
gushing away.
About him on the podcast. No, I can't take too much time talking about Eli. But yeah. Yes. So, anyways, I was having this discussion with him. Essentially, I was discussing a problem that I had been going through, and he had read me a passage from one of these books that he was reading. Uh-huh. He reads a lot of Chinese stuff. He was reading me this passage. I don't remember exactly what it said, but it had something to do with finding joy in the lack of something.
Finding joy in the lack of something.
I actually just remembered the passage, and it is so beautiful.
Oh, yeah?
It blew my mind. I can't believe I forgot it. The idea is that you build walls to make a house, right?
Yeah.
But the reason why the house is important isn't because of the walls.
Yeah.
It's because of the empty space within the walls.
Mm.
Because that's the house.
That's the home. Yep.
The house is the nothing part.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very beautiful to me, the idea of building a home and finding the appreciation in the things that you don't have because sometimes that's what counts.
Yeah.
Right? It really is like that just blew me away.
Destroyed
it. It's like the reason why you would even build a house is to live in that nothing.
And the nothingness area. Space.
Right? Yeah. Like nothing is so important. Mm. You know, having nothing is so important. And so I think that, again, when we do have something and we lose that something, right, I think there is a way to find that the lack of that thing can sometimes be fulfilling.
There you go.
Right? And also sometimes is needed, right? So you lose all of your money, right? And obviously that doesn't feel good. That doesn't feel fulfilling. That feels terrible.
It would feel terrible to lose all my money.
All your money.
Yes.
Right? But I can guarantee you there are some people who have been very blessed by this because there are people who have probably been very fortunate to have had a lot of money since they were very young.
Yeah.
And losing that could make them into much better people.
Hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Having to work for their money for the first time in their lives.
Yeah.
You know, it creates stronger character.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you allow it to. You know what I mean? Because you can very easily lose all of your money and then go, well, my life is ruined. I'm finished. Right? Mm. But if you're if you don't want to be homeless, right?
Right.
Then you're going to have to start working. And I think that I'm a firm believer that any motivation is just as good of a motivation as another one, right?
Okay.
If you're going to do something good and productive, right? Like let's say you're starting to work out, right? You're going to start being healthy. You're going to start eating healthier. You're going to start to work out. And you do that because you want to impress girls, right?
Right.
That's not the most, you know, in-depth, you know, it's not for yourself. It's not for your health. You're doing it to get women. But at the end of the day, look at what you're doing. You're being healthier.
Right.
You're taking care of your body. True. I think it's a very proper motivation. And if you need to start looking for self-worth regardless of women and regardless of things that you desire, then that can come afterwards.
Right.
You know what I mean? So if your motivation on learning how to work and actually work for your own money that you've lost is that you don't want to be homeless, I think that's just as good of a motivation as any. And then afterward comes the finding the lesson in all of it and the ethic and everything like that. Mm. But anyways, the point is that, you know, as Christians, we do believe that there is something that is infinite, right? And
mm-hmm.
and that is God. God will be forever. God right. was there from the beginning. He'll be there forever.
Right.
Never ending.
Correct.
And something that I was discussing with Eli, you know, in this conversation of there being, you know, the nothing, right, that
mm-hmm.
that is important, is that God is love, right? That's what he describes himself as.
Correct.
As love.
Mm-hmm.
And love is peace, and love is all these things, right? And I think that because the one thing that is infinite is love, right? Then that makes love a very spiritual thing, right? That makes God, since God is love and God is infinite, therefore love is infinite,
mm-hmm.
right? And because love is God, love is now spiritually connected. So when you feel true, pure, unadulterated love towards someone,
mm-hmm.
right? That is a very spiritual feeling, I think, when you truly love somebody. It's not just neurons going off and sparking, right?
True.
True love, I think, is a very spiritual thing.
Yeah.
And so it was something I was talking about him with like, you know, what if you lose somebody that you love,
mm-hmm.
you know, and not just to death or anything, but like, what if you grow apart? What if you're with somebody that you're in love with and then something happens and they break your heart, or somebody that you've cared about for years goes on and switches his way of life and you guys go apart and all this kind of stuff. Like, well, what is that then? Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you can find peace in the fact that things that are of this world, right? Things that are of this world will end.
Mm.
So if your friendship, if your relationship truly ends, then that was of this world.
Mm.
Right? True love is infinite.
Mm-hmm.
It will never end. It is unconditional,
mm-hmm.
regardless of circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So if your connection with somebody else is true love, mm-hmm. then it will never end, even when you die, right?
Right.
Even when you die, that love is still very real.
Absolutely.
You will lose money. You will lose all this kind of stuff. You will lose people, mm-hmm. right? But because, again, you know, finding the joy in that love is infinite, right? And it's not about the idea of having people. It's the idea of having love, mm-hmm. right? So I can go and try and make money and persevere to become very successful and all this kind of stuff in order to feel happy, right? There's a song. There's this song that says, money can't buy happiness, but I find myself being a lot happier when I can buy what I want. Right?
Yeah.
Which is so true.
True.
And the idea is that happiness, again, I think roots back to love. All these things, happiness, peace, all of it roots back to love, which means all of it roots back to God. Right.
Right. Because the Bible says God is love.
Exactly. In its purest form. Mm-hmm. Right. So happiness in its purest form should be love. Mm-hmm. It should be based in that. So again, and you know, I pray to God that my words are making sense, that I'm not, you know, stuttering or going off track or anything like that with right. what I'm saying. Because I really want people to understand what I'm trying to convey here.
Break it down.
So I just put pressure on myself, of course, by saying that. But hopefully God will guide my words. So I think you should strive to get money, right? I think you should work hard for things that are of this world that will make your life on this world better. Mm-hmm. Because I think that will make you happy, right?
Right.
I think that if you do a bunch of things that will make you happy, not infinitely, for your entire life, right, mm-hmm. then those things will make you happy for your entire life, and they won't go away. They will go away when you die,
right?
Right, they're not yours anymore, so they're gone, right?
Gone.
But as long as you have an understanding that money isn't the source of your happiness, mm-hmm. because it ends. If something that is finite is the source of your happiness and your love, then it is not a pure, true love and happiness.
Right.
Because love is not finite. Therefore, anything of this world, anything material, even, again, if your significant other, right, if your significant other was the source of your love and of your happiness, of your joy, of your peace, of all this kind of stuff, and then it ends, and it ends very badly, and, you know, it doesn't, you never see them again and they go on their own path, mm-hmm. then it's very unfortunate that you based your happiness, your joy, your peace, all this kind of stuff in that person because you based it in something finite. Mm-hmm. That's why marriage is so important.
Yep.
And you need to be so sure.
Yes.
Because essentially what that's saying is that I believe that this is the love that is infinite.
That's right.
Right? So even when I die, this love will still remain. Even if when you die, this love will still remain. Mm-hmm. Right? So the idea is, yes, go make a lot of money, get a nice house, get a nice car, you know, work hard, take care of your family, do all this kind of stuff, help people in need with that money, you know. But as long as you say, this is not where my happiness and my love comes from, it's just that these things make me happy, I think that is the perfect balance. Mm-hmm. Because I think people that find love from it, as that's the source of it, right?
Right.
Then again, I'm repeating myself, but it's, you know, it's foolish. Because, again, love is infinite. Money is not. Or you can fill that with any other X variable, right? Mm-hmm. Cars are not. Many friendships are not. Many relationships are not. Many jobs are not. Careers, even some dreams, right, are not. So if you're basing that, if that is your life, right, then you have officially, you've already established conflict in your heart, in your mind. And the devil thrives off conflict.
Like a great controversy.
Exactly. So you have essentially sparked a war within yourself, saying, this is what makes me happy. This is what brings me love. This is what brings me peace, is this. What brings me something infinite is something that will end. Which means that as soon as that thing ends, your infinite thing will also come to an end. It's a conflict. Nothing infinite should ever come to an end. Mm-hmm. Therefore, the devil can very easily use that to attack you, mm-hmm. to make you doubt yourself, to make you slip up, mm-hmm. to make you fall mm-hmm. into temptation or into
wrong relationships
or anything. You can use that easily, because if that's your source, if your source is something that is finite,
right,
it is really not a true love. Mm-hmm. So what's beautiful to know is that if someone leaves your life, again, you know, breakups are huge, right? Mm-hmm. Breakups are a great example of this. If someone leaves your life and you feel really screwed over and it's just like it's heartbreaking, all this kind of stuff, obviously you're going to need some time to heal. But, you know, I think you can find solace in the empty space, mm-hmm. right? It's you are gone now. And what I want in my life more than anything is an infinite and true love, right? So in reality, you were of this world. And if I were to be with you for the rest of my life, right, then that would be unfortunate, because I would be basing my love in something ultimately finite. Because it doesn't mean – it doesn't actually matter if they've broken up with you or not,
mm-hmm.
right? What matters is that even while it's happening – if the love is unconditional, then it's a finite love.
Mm-hmm.
Anything could set it off. That's not to say that when you get in a breakup and you feel like you want to be back with them one day, like circumstances happen, you know, that's life. You know, sometimes that's for the best. You break up, you experience life, you meet back up, and you get back together, and you're the happiest in the whole world.
Hey, I broke up with your mom exactly. when we were in high school.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's not to say she was finite. She was of the world.
Right.
You know, there's no chance ever again.
Your mom wasn't. It was an infinite love.
Right. So that's what I'm saying, is that if the love is truly infinite.
Yes.
Then you'll come back together.
Absolutely.
You have faith that you will come back together, because you will.
And we did.
It is a truly. And you did. And now I'm here, funnily enough, talking about this.
That's right.
But if your love is true and pure and unconditional, then you will get back together, right? Because that, like, why would you pass up on that? Like, it's something else that you feel. It's transcendent.
Transcendent.
Right? And sometimes you'll be in a relationship. Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? This is huge, right? I was in a terrible relationship a few years ago. Mm-hmm. Like, I was 16, 17, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was a toxic, terrible relationship. I love that person to death now.
Mm-hmm.
That she has played such a great role in my life, especially as of recent, and so that is a true love. It's not a love that, you know, goes into a romantic love,
right?
But we have been, in a sense, brought back together,
cool,
because of that infinite pure love. Like, I love you so much, like as a person, I value you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it really is like, you know, it took 4 years, but what I say has been shown in my life too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can be brought back together without being into something,
right?
Into a relationship, you know? Right. So I just think that, you know, again, maybe the two subjects are loosely connected. The idea of something finite with the philosophy about the space within the walls being the house, not the walls themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it is important to note the loose connection of, you know, the walls may seem like they're the house because they're what surround you,
mm-hmm.
right? But the walls can get knocked down.
Yep.
An empty space cannot get knocked down.
Mm-mm.
Right? That a home will always be infinite, because a home truly is nothing. It's just the space in between the walls.
And we make up that space.
Exactly. And we make up that space.
Yep.
So truly, like, I think, here's something. Wow. Thank you, Jesus.
Bam.
Just put this in my head.
Mic drop.
This was the Holy Spirit right here.
Come on now.
We can see the walls. We can't mm-hmm. see the house.
Mm.
Does that make any sense?
We can see the walls, but we can't see the house.
What truly matters is what we can't see.
What truly matters is what we can't see.
That is where the love is built.
Mm.
Isn't something we can't even see, but it's something we feel.
Hmm.
Right?
Come on now.
When you look at the walls, the walls are nothing. it's very easy to look at the walls and go, here is my home. But that's not what it is.
Right. It's not infinite.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Nothing is infinite. Therefore, in between the walls, you will see everything that matters.
And everything that's infinite.
And everything that's infinite. Because you can build a house anywhere.
Come on now.
Wow. This episode was awesome. And let me tell you something. If your life is not changed, I am sorry. Because maybe you should listen one more time.
That's right.
Rewind. Maybe you didn't get the point.
Rewind.
I want you to press that. Listen, I'm on Apple Podcasts too, okay? I know you can press that back 15 seconds button and then go to the speed thing and change it to 0.5 speed so you can hear what I'm saying in slow motion. I want you to listen back because that is something that changed my life. It was genuinely the first step in me getting to the place where I am today. And funnily enough, that first step happened only like 3 weeks ago. But 3 weeks ago, I felt like there were so many things that just like I wasn't satisfied with because I was like, you know, love, love isn't infinite. And then Eli hit me up with that thing and I was like, oh my gosh, love is literally the only thing that's infinite.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know? So if I lose someone or something for the rest of my life, you know, it's just the walls.
Just the walls.
I still got the empty space in between.
That's right.
Oh, that is so good. Yo, somebody write this down.
Tweet it. Share it. Let
me tell you something. It's also very important to note that this is why this is one of the big importances of studying other beliefs and other religions. I think there are some very wise people that are not of the Christian faith. I'm pretty sure this is some Taoist stuff. Like this was a Taoist book, yeah. Right? There's some very wise people. They probably don't even know what Christianity is. These dudes were raised in a temple.
Well, I think that a lot of ways that God moves in people's heart, it also moves upon people who write things that are may not be a Christian, but he still moves upon their hearts,
yes,
to write things.
Yes.
But a lot of the stuff that you're talking about is based on the Bible anyways.
Right.
So I think that it's true you should be well-read and read other things from other people. I do that. I think that that's a healthy thing to do. But understanding that really that a lot of this wisdom comes from God's wisdom, and a lot of that wisdom is already in Scripture, you know, because
yeah.
Stuff that you were talking about, you know, is based out of the Bible. Like
right.
God is love. God is infinite. Therefore, infinite is love.
Right.
And so all of that understanding, you know, comes out of that Scripture understanding about God and his love. And I think that that's very important for you to be able to understand that, because if you truly understand that, you'll truly be able to journey this life in a happier and healthier
yep.
way.
Yep. Knowing that the nothing will always be there, the space in between the walls.
Which is love.
Which is love.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm going to stop saying nothing and start calling it the space in between the walls. The space in between the walls will always be there. You can always build new walls, and you can always build them better, and you can build them wherever you want.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if you're in another state, in another country, on another world. You can build a house wherever you want.
You know, there's a poem that came to my mind. I don't know the whole poem, but...
Then don't say it.
But there's a poem that my mom used to have on a poster in her bedroom. And you've probably heard this before. This is not like a very...
Say it in Spanish for us.
No, it was in English, actually.
Oh.
So it went, you know, if you love something, let it go. If it comes back, it's yours. If it doesn't, it never was.
Mm.
So it's kind of like the same token with
yep.
things that you have, you know, let it go. It's not yours. But if it comes back, though, it was yours, so it's infinite. And I think that sort of, you know, entails a lot of when it comes to relationships, obviously, right? Your relationship, if it's not something that should be happening, let it go. If it comes back, it's yours. If it doesn't, It never was. It was not infinite.
It was destined to leave anyways.
Exactly.
Don't hold on to something that is finite.
That's right. Hold on to the infinite. Hold on to God.
Hold on to God.
You know, as you shared, you sounded a lot like a preacher, I'm just saying.
This is funny because two episodes in a row, you're telling me about how I'm.
Well, I don't know if
we'll
put them in a row, but for sure.
Well, two recordings in a row, you have talked about me being a pastor.
I'm just saying you sound like a preacher. That's all I'm saying. I didn't say you being a pastor. So you
well,
sound like a preacher.
You know, Dad, I actually have experience. I remember I preached a few sermons. I've done the works.
Yeah, I've done the works.
And people, you know, they go up to me afterwards. Well, they did. I mean, I was in, like, what, middle school? Right. And they would pull up to me and they'd be like, you are such a great pastor. And I was like, okay, buddy.
There you go.
Chill.
Just the thought. I'm just saying, infinite things will last forever.
The only problem with that is that everything that I just said was the most, like, jumbled collection of thoughts.
Yet life-changing.
Sure, right? But being a pastor requires you to prepare and requires you, because see, if I was a pastor based off of what I just did now, yeah, I'd go up on stage and I'd go, what's up, guys? Today, I'm just talking about this.
That's
and then, like,
right.
I would be in the middle of talking and then I'd go, whoa, guys, I think I just realized something. Okay, so then I'd start talking about that. That's not a good pastor. Yeah.
You never know. You write something, something comes up. Who knows what's going
to
happen?
I think maybe I would be a good person to maybe lead out a study group, like a Bible, like a prayer group.
There's an idea.
But even then, I'm not sure if I want to.
Gotcha. Just a thought.
So, anything else to say about...
No, I think everything you said was great. Mic drop, awesome. It's a wrap.
It was pretty cool. I will say that this was a good, to the point episode. Again, I felt very, you know, jumbled on where I was coming from.
Yeah.
But I mean, once I was able to really grasp the point and just bam, get it across, I feel like yeah, man, yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, boom, done, finished.
It was a sermon.
Clean.
You got it.
It was a sermon. You're funny. Well, guys, yeah, I think that's it. I think that's solid. And just like everything must come to an end, so must this episode.
Has this episode.
It is finite, though do not confuse it. It is built on love and God at its core, truly. Which is why we're still making seasons of these things.
Right.
And who knows if this is going to end? Because it's probably only going to end if me or you, you know, croak. If we kick the bucket.
Or if we're tired of doing this.
Yeah, or if you get bored. Because, you know, who knows? Well, because, at a certain point, right, what might happen is that we obviously, I'm going to move somewhere else eventually. We're not really going to have the time to do something like this.
Right.
We're going to be busy.
Right.
So who knows? Maybe me or you will evolve this into our own thing. Split up, make our own podcasts.
You never know what can happen in this world.
And we have a PK podcast reunion.
Oh, that's
that would
so
be
exciting.
So cute. All right, guys.
Well, on that thought, here's an infinite thought for you.
Oh, okay, sure.
Are you ready?
Yeah, okay.
God made you special.
Aw, and he loves you very much. Bye.